We talk with Blair Horner, the executive director of NYPIR, New York Public Interest Research Group. WOC has covered quite a few stories about problems with the Public Finance Commission and its proposals related to third parties. We wanted to talk to Blair about how the Public Finance Commission actually did in terms of trying to rein in the impact of large donors and special interest money in their proposals. So, Blair, what's your evaluation on the finance proposals by the Public Finance Commission?
Well, if the criteria you use is do they rein in big money, then the commission failed. They don't rein in big money in any meaningful way. They lower campaign contribution limits from ridiculously sky high to just sky high. They left the huge donations you can make to party committees, they left them intact. And so a Republican political committee can raise $117,000 campaign contributions and transfer it to the candidate of their choice, just like they can under the current system. And so effectively, if you know what you're doing, $100,000 campaign contribution is perfectly legal under New York law. So if the standard is big money, then they failed. If the standard is that they create a system of public financing that could help grassroots candidates raise money to run for office, then, you know, it's not as clear what happened. They created a system of public financing, so that exists. They didn't follow the New York City model, which sort of flabbergasted from my perspective because it's in New York State. It follows state law. There's a 30-year track record. You would think you would just follow best practice and build out from there. They didn't. They dreamt up something completely new. Not necessarily a bad idea, but it's untested. And so how that works is unclear. But there will be a system of public financing that may be able to help grassroots candidates to mount a challenge or for incumbents to not have to rely on big money as much in order to run for office.
One of the complaints by some of the more insurgent-type organizations is that the actual number of qualifying contributions is really beyond the means of most insurgent candidates. Unless you're really sort of an establishment candidate with some type of major funding stream behind you, it's not clear really how many sort of maverick independent candidates are going to be able to actually meet the thresholds required. Do you have any assessment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair critique of it. You're going to have to demonstrate that you can get a reasonably large number of small donations, but you can get a reasonable, you can do it. The way that they set up the public financing system is that any donation up to $50 will be matched 12 to 1 with public resources. And then as it goes up, it's 9 to 1 for the next $100, and then 8 to 1 for the next $100, up to a maximum of $250 donations. Large donations, it's not like they get, there will be no public financing for the first 250 of the $3,000 donation you might give to somebody running for the assembly. So it really has to be small donors, and they have to be in district. You can't get small donations from outside of the district. So those are going to be steep hills to climb. And then you're right, there will also be you have to have a certain minimum number, you have to raise a certain minimum amount depending on what office you're running for. Nevertheless, it is a system. And right now, if you're a challenger, you got nothing unless you have friends that are wealthy or you are working with powerful interest groups. It's very hard to raise money against an incumbent. And now you'll have a chance to do it. So that's the best I can come up with as to what they did. Most of what the commission did, they did in secret. They did as if they were sort of just following the tune of their appointing authorities. They weren't acting independently.
Their appointing authorities being the party leadership, or the legislative and the governor?
That's right. The governor and the legislative leaders picked the members of the commission. And some of the more embarrassing parts of the meetings where they're all looking at their phones, seemingly waiting for the text message about what they're supposed to be doing, because within minutes they would often change their votes magically. So it was a terrible process. It was really awful. In some ways worse than just having the legislature do it, because there were no committee meetings. There was no real meaningful debate, it was controlled by the Democrats. As you mentioned earlier, what they seemed to be focused on was crushing minor parties more than anything else.
Now, I understand the public campaign finance proposals itself do not go into effect for maybe 3 years. A sort of two-part question. One, how does this compare to what other states have done on public campaign finance? And then second, you know, will the government, good government groups, you know, attempt amendments during the upcoming legislative session?
Well, the first question is, the only thing that I've seen that's actually in place that looks sort of like what they came up with is Montgomery County in Maryland has a sliding scale in-district match system. They've used it, as I recall, for one election cycle in 2018. They had a relatively small number of candidates, I think seven, that actually participated in the program. So it's not a real in-depth track record, but there is stuff that's out there that's similar.
Well, perhaps a more focused question would be, how do the systems that use public campaign finance compare to the limits they put on the size of individual donations compared to New York?
Well, again, the New York thing is different because you have this sliding scale. There really is a powerful incentive to get, you know, $20 donations because they get matched 12-1. And so, so there's not that many systems that have that kind of extremely high match. Now, you have to get them from inside the district. And so it may be relatively easy to do that in more affluent suburban areas of the state. It may be much harder to do it in poor rural areas or poor urban areas to sort of get enough people to want to pony up, you know, $20, which they may be just scratching to make it along. So it's a different system. It's an untested system. Why they chose to do that, only they can answer, instead of just following what New York City does and then sort of tweaking it from there. So we'll see. Now, in terms of amendments, yes, we are pushing, we'll be pushing for the, during the upcoming session, we are pushing now. The statute says that the legislature and the governor have until December 22nd to make any kind of changes, or this proposal that came forth from the commission goes into effect. That means that unless they think the system that they came up with is perfect, they should act, and they should act before this goes into effect. Otherwise, they're behaving irresponsibly. They have a they wrote it, and nobody dreamt this up. This is their idea. They said, we're going to have this thing go into effect by this commission by December 1st. We're going to take until December 22nd to fix it if we think anything needs to be fixed. Unless they think it's perfect, and I haven't heard any of them say that, unless they think it's perfect, they have responsibility between now and the holidays to fix it. And that's what we're pushing right now.
While certainly a number of individual legislators have voiced complaints and concerns and need to come back to Albany, that does not seem to be what the legislative leaders and the governor are saying at this point.
Yeah. I mean, they seem to have achieved whatever it was that they wanted to achieve. They stick it to the minor parties. They don't meaningfully change the system of private donations to the system. And they came up with a public financing system, which is going to be challenging, let's be honest, for anyone for any grassroots candidate, insurgent candidate, to meet the various standards. We've seen this before. They came up with a public financing system for comptroller about 5 years ago. The incumbent didn't opt in, and the challenger couldn't meet the onerous standards.
And the challenger being the Republican.
And then, by the way, just to oversee the whole thing, the system's going to be administered by the New York State Board of Elections, who, let's be charitable, have mixed reviews when it comes to dealing with campaign finances. They tweak it a little bit, but fundamentally the board is still going to run it. And that means that the two major parties can collude against minor parties in those circumstances as well.
If people want to find out more about what's going on with the Public Finance Commission, is there a good place for them to look for information?
Well, if they want the basic stuff, there is if you Google, you know, New York State Commission on Public Finance, they have their own website. It's pretty barren, but at least you could see their report. We're part of a coalition called Fair Elections in New York. You could Google that, and there's information on that site. We've put out a reasonably detailed memorandum to both houses of the legislature, all members, urging action, and it's similar to some of the things that we have posted on our website as well, NYPIRG.org.
And Aspen Blair Horner, Executive Director of NYPIRG, and this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.